Grace to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. If at first you don't succeed, try again. Practice makes perfect. Keep on swimming. There we are. Don't give up. Hang in there. All of this encouragement comes at us from all sorts of directions, trying to help us to see that persistence can be a big part of our growing and of our growth. We've all heard stories that, you know, the difference between an amateur and a professional is that the professional has failed more times than the amateur has even tried. We've also heard stories about, you know, how many free throws someone makes or every shots they make every week or how many golf balls get hit or miles are run or drafts are written until there's the correct one finished. Today it even seems that Jesus gets on this bandwagon telling the disciples a parable about how they need to pray always and not to lose heart. This always reminds me of the passage in Paul where he says, pray without ceasing, which then reminds me of stories like the cooks in the kitchen of the school I went to growing up who were always praying as they were doing their cooking. But the other thing I see is Tevye in the musical Fiddler on the Roof, as he's walking through Anatevka having these amazing conversations with God about all kinds of things. See, I've always been intimidated by the Christians around me who appear to be truly praying without ceasing. So I need this encouragement that Jesus is giving us today. But is that really what Jesus is doing in our gospel today? Is Jesus really encouraging persistence in prayer? Because if he is, then persistence should work, right? If I pray long enough, often enough, all the time, from the bottom of my heart, it should work. At the bedside of a loved one, over the disillusion of a relationship, waiting for a new job or the blessing that was requested, if we are persistent, then it should work. If so, then why didn't it work for grandma, or that job, or the marriage, or the child, or whatever? We know stories like that. We've lived stories like that. We have set our persistence against death and divorce, against addictions and illnesses, and we have found ourselves lacking. Why? It should work. Jesus says so, doesn't he? And then we begin to wonder, okay, maybe I wasn't persistent enough. So how persistent is enough? That unjust judge in the story finally gave in and listened. What does it take to get God to do that same thing? These are questions that can then turn into accusations against God. In our desperation, we begin to bargain. And as we bargain, we get upset because God isn't behaving like Santa Claus or like, you know, a genie granting wishes. I was persistent and you didn't listen. So why should I believe in you? Why should I pay attention to you? Why should I pray to you? Why should I care about you, God? And then there's what about all that manifesting or name it and claim it that we hear about? Isn't that the way it's all supposed to work? And then we can despair and wonder, did I just not use the correct format or the right words? Is that why God didn't answer? Because I didn't do it correctly. Now, Jesus doesn't say anything about formal language or a proper format in today's story. And when Jesus gives us the Lord's Prayer, He gives it to us both as a model for what we can pray about and then an example of the words that we can use. But those words are not formal or fancy. Now, throughout history, there have been many people who have thought that the fancier you pray, then the better that you pray. But that's not what Jesus is talking about today. So what is Jesus talking about today? Is Jesus setting up this impossible moment for us? Is he telling us to just keep at it and something might help? What? And so I think it's time for us to turn to the parable itself and ask this question. Who is the widow? You see, I think that's the key to understanding what Jesus is doing in today's gospel reading. To be honest, I have been wrestling with this parable most of my life. Like Jacob and the unknown man in our reading from Genesis, I have tried to understand this passage. I have tried to discover what Jesus is really teaching us about, and mainly I wind up limping. Early this week, as I was reading through all of these readings again, I had an insight. And I think I understand this parable a little bit better. And having said that, I just made the point where persistence is a good thing for our growth. When teaching parables, I have said before that when we read those parables, we usually assign the characters to individuals or to groups. And so often when this parable is read, we are cast as the widow, and God is cast as the judge. This is where I wrestle. How can I compare God to an unjust judge? Now, I know that I just earlier this summer compared Jesus to a cheating steward, but that was for the sake of grace. How does comparing God to this judge teach us anything about God's love? Or grace, or mercy. It doesn't. This judge doesn't care about anyone but himself. Is that God? This judge isn't concerned with justice, with mercy, with anything. Is that God? Is that the God you know? Is that the God that you come here to be in the presence of? Is that the God that you meet at this table giving you gifts of forgiveness and life and salvation? I think that we are better cast as the judge, unjust and capricious. And God is the widow. God is constantly before us, trying to get our attention, guiding us in right pathways and restoring our soul. We spend most of our time concerned about ourselves. We aren't always concerned with justice or mercy unless it's for us. Jesus is teaching us that God is persistent. God wants to be in a relationship with us. God wants to hear what we have to say, what we're concerned about, what our dreams and aspirations are, what we hope for, what we dread. God is always ready. And that's what Jesus wants us to hear about and to learn today. Jesus is teaching us that prayer is about developing a relationship with God that helps us to find joy and comfort, hope and peace at all times. Yes, we should pray for the ill and we should do it persistently and consistently. Yes, we should bring before God our concerns, our weaknesses. We should ask for help and strength and courage. We should give thanks for the blessings that we see every day, for the goodness and the grace that we receive. We should shout our praise to the heavens with the joy that we have in knowing God. This is what Tevye was doing in Fiddler on the Roof. He and God had a running conversation that wasn't about wishes and granting, but was about stating concerns and hopes, dreams, and finding a relation, finding joy in that relationship always. The cooks at the school I went to growing up, they did pray as they were preparing lunch and stirring pots, because it was time for them to do it, and it helped them to discover joy in the face of all of us ungrateful kids. Jesus is trying to show us that our injustice, our lack of respect, our selfishness and concern only for what might benefit us is no match for God's persistent love. God will come to us every day. God does come to us every day. God comes to us today in word and sacrament, in the presence of our sisters and brothers, and in the quiet of our soul. God comes to forgive us, guide us, provide us with strength and comfort, with patience, peace, hope, and most of all, with love. Our prayer helps us to discover what is important to us, what we want to work with God to make possible. And so, yes, Jesus tells us to pray. And Jesus tells us to pray persistently, because God always wants to hear us, help us, bless us, and keep us. Amen.